KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, as of this morning, June 15th, 2020, outdoor burning is now suspended throughout the foothills. The fire danger posed by dead grass and hotter, drier conditions has prompted CAL FIRE to suspend all burn permits for outdoor residential burning within state responsibility areas of the Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE unit. The Tuolumne Calaveras unit suspended outdoor burning earlier this month. For more information, visit readyforwildfire.org. Since January 1st, firefighters across the state have responded to more than 2,338 wildland fires compared to 1,340 this time last year. While outdoor burning of landscape debris by homeowners is no longer allowed, CAL FIRE is asking residents to take that extra time to ensure they're prepared for wildfires by maintaining a minimum of 100 feet of defensible space around every home and building on their property, and to be prepared to evacuate if the time comes.
Well, Calaveras Public Health reported one additional case of COVID-19 on Friday in an adult female between the age of 18 and 49. The woman resides in Valley Springs. Now, close contacts will be contacted by the health department, assessed and monitored for signs and symptoms of COVID-19 illness. Now, those with close contact may be recommended to be tested for the infection. Remember, the best protection against COVID-19 continues to be staying at least 6 feet away from people outside your household, washing your hands often with soap and water at least 20 seconds, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue or your sleeve, wear a face covering over your nose and mouth to protect others. And of course, when we say your sleeve, that's when you cough into your elbow area. Now, the days and hours will change for the OptumServe COVID-19 testing site at the Calaveras Fairgrounds starting this week. The site will be open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 4. Testing is available to anybody 12 and older. Walk-ins welcome, but you are recommended to make an appointment. Register online at lhi.care/COVID testing. People without internet can call the number 888-634-1123. No cost testing available to anyone who would like to be tested.
I'm going to give a little bit more to that story that JD just read. Calaveras County had 10 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the past 14 days as of Friday. At the beginning of last week, you remember a household couple from Valley Springs, they were cases 20, 21, then 4 cases within a single household in Valley Springs, no connection to that couple. There was an additional case, as JD said, that female from Valley Springs. That case was actually tied back to case number 16. So just to kind of clarify things for you there, but a big uptick in the past 14 days in Calaveras County. Now, here in Amador County, we remain at 10 cases. All 10 have recovered. There are no hospitalizations. As of Friday in Amador County, bars and wineries opened, campgrounds, RV parks, outdoor recreation facilities, including pools. The Plymouth Pool will open tomorrow, and then Acro will open the Ione Pool on the 22nd. We believe both Sutter Creek and Ione Pools will remain closed throughout the summer. Hotels, lodging, short-term rentals also opened in Amador County. Fitness facilities such as workout gyms, home entertainment centers are now allowed, like bowling alleys, mini golf, movie theaters, along with museums and galleries. Next Friday, the 19th, or I should say maybe this coming Friday, the 19th, the following businesses will open here in Amador County: estheticians, skin care, cosmetology services, electrology, nail services, body art professionals, tattoo parlors, piercing shops, and massage therapy in non-healthcare settings. And for the guidelines for all of these new openings. You can visit the Amador County website for more details or go to covid19.ca.gov. Also, if you would like free testing in Amador County, projectbaseline.com is the website. You can also call the County Health Department for more information.
Well, beginning today, more Calaveras County government offices reopen to the public with COVID-19 protocols in place. According to Calaveras CAO Al Ault, many of the more critical services continue to be provided by appointment only, with limitations on the number of citizens allowed in public places, or spaces, that is. Due to the unique nature of the various services, locations, and office space configurations, each county government department is in the process of assessing how best to implement processes to ensure an effective and safe return to serving the public. Now, for that reason, he says to call ahead to the department you may need services from before heading to the government center, adding, it's difficult to anticipate when Calaveras will progress to stage 3, but for planning purposes, set an anticipated date to restore full in-person services to the public Monday, July 14th. Hello. Of course, the date is subject to change based on county and statewide data on disease transmission. Angels Camp Police also announced Friday it has reopened the lobby to the public. The hours, 8:30 to 5 on weekdays.
That was one of the reasons that I wanted to clarify those numbers, where they came from. One family with a number, that other, the latest from another case. So they are new cases, but it's not like there's massive community infection going on in Calaveras County. Well, Caltrans will close Highway 4 tomorrow through Wednesday. They'll do paving to repair a failing section of the roadway near Kenny Reservoir. For those of you familiar with Highway 4, that's just above Mosquito Lake. The full closure will be in effect from the summit of Evitts Pass to Silver Creek Campground. Silver Creek Campground will be open. You'll have to access it from the other side of Highway 4. The full closure was required as this segment of the road is too narrow to accommodate vehicles while the work is underway. There is no local detour available. Motorists should plan to use Highway 88 as an alternate route.
Well, nature lovers rejoice. Californians looking for a quick getaway can now find refuge in any of the 164 state parks that have reopened to the public, including parking lots. Indian Grinding Rock in Amador County, Calaveras Big Trees in Calaveras County, both on the list. Now, back in April, Governor Newsom temporarily closed all beaches and state parks to curb the spread of COVID-19 or coronavirus. Now, as the state reopens, dozens of the state's 280 parks are welcoming back visitors, but with new limitations. The state encourages people to visit the webpage of the park they plan to visit before heading out. Many do have limited parking, other new guidelines in place.
And as we mentioned during the news this morning, ACRA will be opening the Plymouth Pool tomorrow. The pool will be open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays from noon to 7. And starting on Monday the 22nd, the Ione Pool will open from noon to 7, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now, this is for recreational swimming only. There will be no swim lessons offered this year. Also, Carolyn Fragulia of ACRA was our guest on Friday and reminded us that the Amador County Health Department guidelines for public swimming pools must be strictly enforced and will be. This includes proper hand washing, social distancing, a cloth face covering when not swimming, temperature assessment before entering the pool area, and limiting the number of swimmers in the pool, and daily tracking of attendance. Patrons not following these COVID-19 requirements will be asked to leave. Now, there are, again, family seasonal pass, family month pass, and individual season and monthly passes available. For details, call 223-4201, or visit goacra.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.